From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Mid-Hudson News reports that acting New York State Police Superintendent Stephen Grelling resigned on September 22nd after Governor Hochul told him that he was no longer being considered for permanently taking the position. Sources claim to Mid-Hudson News that Hochul found out that Negrelli had previously been investigated for sexual harassment during his 32 years as a member of the New York State Police. Negrelli became acting superintendent after former Governor Andrew Cuomo's appointment, Kevin Brune, resigned last year during an investigation into his special treatment of Mary Ellen Tedesco, the former human resources director for the state police. Negrelli, on September 22nd, sent a memo to all state troopers saying in part, and I quote, "After being informed by Governor Kathy Hochul's administration that I am no longer being considered for nomination to be superintendent, I immediately made the difficult decision that I have already been contemplating for the past year. While the decision to retire is not easy, primarily because I truly love being a trooper, it is my time to step aside and let the next generation lead this great agency." End quote. Read more about this story in Mid-Hudson News. Mid-Hudson News reports that the state comptroller's office says that the Germantown Central School District did not have adequate payroll processes to ensure accurate employee pay. The report found $41,000 in payroll payments to 12 employees that were either inaccurate or not authorized by the board. The comptroller's report recommended assigning personnel and payroll processing duties to separate individuals to provide oversight and ensure that employees are paid accurately. Germantown school officials generally agreed with the recommendations and planned to take corrective action. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Liz Montgomery reports in Porcupine Soup that Lee Heim has been chosen by the Catskill Board of Education September 20th to fill the vacancy created by the resignation of board member Deborah Johnson. Johnson's departure was unexpected and I quote, "personal reasons," end quote, were given as the only explanation for the board president's departure. Heim will serve an 8-month term running until May 21, 2024. He was a runner-up in May elections for the board seat. Heim also has 2 children in the school district and works for the Columbia County municipalities of Canaan, Hillsdale, and Philmont as code enforcement officer and is also on the town of Catskill Zoning Board of Appeals. Former board vice president Jeremy Engelin is the new president and board member Ryan Oswald is now vice president. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.